888-823-5286. Just like that person there, 888-823-5286. Good morning. It is day three of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. Wonderful Wednesday. And we want to thank all of those who have supported us the last 2 hours. We're launching into a third hour here, and we've got new goals ahead, and Executive Director Patrick Ryan is here to set the stage for this 9 o'clock hour.
Ringing and dinging already. I have a feeling that points to the popularity of our next guest, because she gets it ringing and dinging all the time. Hey, I want to thank Ellen. Ellen got in from Camas at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish up there in Camas. Thank you so much for going online to MaterDeiRadio.com and making that gift, and on the Hail Mary Media app. We will double that gift because it came in on the last hour when we had a dollar-for-dollar match. This time around, though, it is a challenge match, meaning we have to raise $3,000 to get $3,000, and we need your help to make it a $6,000-plus hour. So let's get off to a strong start here, and I'll let you introduce our esteemed guest. One of my favorites.
Sisters, the Franciscan sisters, have always been such, again, we're talking about partners, and over all of these years, 34 years, Mater Dei Radio KBVM has been on the air. We've created these relationships. And I am so excited because in my time working here at Mater Dei Radio, I've come to really know some of these partnerships and some of these relationships. And it is such a joy and my pleasure. Sister Anne Marie Warren, Franciscan Missionary Sisters, joining us this morning. Of course, we know very, very well Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. Yes. Good morning, Sister Anne Marie. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my great pleasure to be here. It is such a sunny day. When I was driving over, I was listening to Father and everybody. So this is wonderful. I'm glad to be here to be able to help out in any way that I can and our community can.
Oh, obviously, people are so excited. They are already calling in on this hour. $3,000. We have got to get to that goal in order to unlock $3,000. So let's go ahead and get those phones ringing. If you have been able to be a part of any of those retreats, those your sisters, you are constantly working on the next thing.
Yes.
What do we have coming up? What is the next liturgical season? You plan these far, far, far in advance because,
yes.
I mean, you had the Ash Wednesday retreat, then there were Lenten retreats and silent retreats through the season. And now coming up, you have the Summer Institute. There is the barbecue at the end of summer. And then you're just kind of like, what is the next thing we're going to be able to offer? I am so excited. Last year, I was able to join you and the sisters for the barbecue.
Yes.
When you hear the words, Our Lady of Peace Retreat, you recognize from the moment you step foot onto the grounds, there is a holiness. There is a presence of Our Lady. The presence of the sisters there just creates such an incredible environment for people to come, to be quiet, to be peaceful, to enjoy a meal with the sisters. Kind of remind our listeners about kind of the things and the charisms that you all work towards and provide for our community.
Well, first of all, I need to make a little clarification. This year, we're not able to have our Institute in Catholic
Church. No Institute this year.
Simply because we are having our general chapter, which happens every 6 years. And so we will be having our sisters coming from Hong Kong, from China, from Santa Cruz, and we will be voting. This is our time to vote for new leadership. So this is my last term, so somebody will be voted in as Superior General, and then their council members will be there also. So it was very tight whether we could do it or not, and having the Institute was just a bit too much. And so we're going to be doing that. So we ask for your prayers. In fact, the prayer of the Holy Spirit is a prayer that we use every day for our general chapter. So we're going to miss it, but we got a great lineup for next year. Oh my goodness, we have Dr. Anthony Lillis coming. We have Father Dan Petit coming. And we have a sister coming, her sister Judith, who teaches at Franciscan University. In fact, she is in charge of the catechetical program there. So it's going to be great. We're going to miss doing it, but we are happy to be able to have our general chapter, and we look forward to the future of our congregation. So yes, we do try to provide a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit. So that's what we do, and that's our heart. And yes, it's been one after the other. As you say that, I think of our sister Angela, who is a cook. You know, you think, okay, we get a retreat over. Okay, it's fine. She can stop. No. Guys, start planning for the next retreat. And this retreat, actually, is an Axe retreat from Our Lady of the Lake Parish. And so they're coming in tomorrow, Thursday. And so she's already been starting the Monday, just starting to prepare and to prepare. She's a marvelous person and keeps going. So that's what's going on. And then, like you said, we have our barbecue. We're having our first barbecue meeting tonight. And it's going to be a wonderful barbecue. It's on the first Sunday of August. And we want you all to come, just to come and enjoy. All you have to do is pay for your meal. Come on in. It's great. A lot of fun. Brenda will be there with us again as our MC. It's going to be wonderful. We have games for kids. A lot of things for the adults. And basically, it's just a nice atmosphere just to come and to be. So we ask you to come to that. And then with the retreats, yes, we have a lot of different retreats going on. We have a women's and lay women's and sisters retreat in June. I don't have my calendar, but it's given by Father Dan Petit, who is a Franciscan. And what's unique about Father Dan is that he is the grand nephew of one of our first sisters. And so, wow. So it's really a wonderful connection that we have. So, yes, we're doing a lot, and we're really happy to. And, it's been a very busy year.
It is a busy year, and you all do not slow down at all. I encourage everyone to get your tickets early for that barbecue. It was my first opportunity to go last year, and it was like sitting down for a picnic with 1,000 of your closest friends. I mean, there is nobody that sets foot on the grounds for that barbecue that aren't so happy to see you. Sit down, let's talk, how have you been? And they just spend the afternoon there. You're right, just playing. The kids are there. It's just another way that Our Lady of Peace Retreat want to provide space for community there and for all of us to be able to take a little bit of summer vacation time and have a family reunion with the sisters. It's a wonderful opportunity this hour to have Sister Anne Marie Warren. She is joining us today because we have asked her to come and help Mater Dei Radio this week. We have a need, and Sister Anne Marie said, I will come, I will do my best and be with you for an hour. So we have got to meet this challenge goal, Sister Anne Marie. Okay. So $3,000 will get us $3,000. So that means that these matching funds are kind of being held. Now, once we raise that $3,000, it is an incentive. So we will raise $3,000. That unlocks $3,000. That will make Sister Anne Marie Warren's Hour and Our Lady of Peace Retreat will help us earn $6,000 for Mater Dei Radio.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to say a prayer to our Blessed Mother and our Lord to please help us during this hour. 888-823-5286. It is the number to call. Go online to materdeiradio.com. Right there at the top of the page, you'll see the Share-a-thon link. You'll be able to see all of the gifts that we have been able to provide at the different levels. Of course, it is a wonderful Wednesday for those first callers. Let's see, what do we have here? Thank you. First 50 gifts of $120 or more, you will receive that beautiful St. Joseph Pray for Us cross. Thank you so much. Now, that ding means that somebody went online and placed their pledge today. So thank you so very, very much.
Got to do the heavy lifting first. If we can get the first $3,000 in the barn, then it gets matched with an additional $3,000, making it a big $6,000 goal. And we just need to hear that phone ring, please. 888-823-5286. We need to get started on this goal of $3,000 because we have to reach it. We have to get it in before that other $3,000 unlocks. So again, 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary media app. And our theme for this spring Share-a-thon, renew your hope. And I can't think of a better place than the retreat house to renew your hope. So maybe share your thoughts about that word. It's just four little letters, hope. But what does it mean to you, sister?
I've been praying a lot about it. Now, I'm not a theologian or big words, but what I saw in the word of hope, it's like a little child. They want a horse. So they're going to hope and hope and hope and hope. And that's not really realistic, but they have that. We also keep hoping. We keep hoping in the Word of God. There's a song called For Christmas. It's all waiting in silence, waiting in hope. And in hope, we know of God's promises. So we look for that hope. We look for that renewal. We look for that joy. And we know that it will come because He told us it would come. And we as human beings sometimes forget just to trust God totally. And so waiting in silence, waiting in hope, hope and renewal are just really important in our lives, in our daily lives. We keep working, we keep doing things, but we need to have that constant hope, that hope in that God's promises will be fulfilled. And so that's what we're waiting for. It's really kind of something that we don't really think of the word hope much. We think of faith. And we think of love, but hope kind of comes along very quietly, and it really shows our love in Jesus Christ and our trust in Him. So that's kind of like my definition of hope, and that's what keeps me going.
How inspiring. Hope comes along quietly. I love that. Oh, Patrick Ryan, our executive director.
So I come along pretty quietly.
Do. He just snuck right in here. I didn't even hear him come in.
Like a hurricane.
Hey, got some thank yous to, and we're really off to a great start for this hour. Want to thank Jackie getting in online from Hillsborough. Goes to St. Edwards and North Plains. We are hearing a lot from St. Edwards over this share-a-thon. Thank you, Jackie, for making that gift at MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. That is where we heard from Brian in Tiger. It goes to St. Anthony Parish in Tigard, getting in an online gift as well. And also on the phone bank, want to thank Conrad. Conrad goes to Our Lady of Fatima up in Vancouver. Thank you so much, Conrad, for your generous gift and your service today. All right, for the hour, we are really off to a great start. $1,355 in. $1,355 in. Leaves us $1,645 to go to get all $3,000. Now, again, it's a challenge. $3,000 to get $3,000. That adds to the total, but we need you because it could be a $6,000 plus hour. Great way to honor Sister and the wonderful Franciscan missionary sisters out at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House. One of our favorite partners. We love working with them because they give us hope.
Absolutely. And we would encourage you to make that call during the break so that you don't miss anything that Sister has to say. 888-823-5286. Use that number to make your pledge of financial support for Mater Dei Radio during the break. And we'll be back with more on this wonderful Wednesday at Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. Welcome back to this wonderful Wednesday, day three of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. In this hour, we have a challenge that has been presented to us. If you can raise $3,000, we will give you an additional $3,000. Well, we got to do the heavy lifting first. We got to get the first $3,000 in to unlock that additional $3,000. Won't you please prayerfully consider how much of that $3,000 you can take on, and then pick up the phone and call 888-823-5286 or go online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Now, I'm from Boise, Idaho, so I don't understand just how popular that the Our Lady of Peace Retreat House is. This is my third time here, and I'm kind of picking up that this is a big deal. And there are lots of people out there in Mater Dei Radio land that have been touched by one of the many retreats that happen at this house. There you go, right there. Nice.
Ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Oh.
I tell you what, I love
that song.
I love it when Patrick gets excited, and we love especially to hear that bell ring. I'm not surprised because of our guest today, Sister Anne Marie Warren. We've been talking a little bit about Our Lady of Peace Retreat. So many wonderful events. I mean, even Dina Marie, our good friend, she's closely associated with Our Lady of Peace. She offers her Twilight Talks there periodically.
Yes.
And it's just, again, a community. And it's close-knit. I'm always amazed at how many people go from all over the area, come to Our Lady of Peace Retreat, and yet it still feels like you're having just this close time with good friends and everybody together growing in faith. How do you just create that sense of family and togetherness when people come from so far away and don't always know each other?
I think it's our sense and need and a Franciscan spirit of hospitality. It's something that we have, something that we like to work at every day. And anybody who walks in the door, we try our best with God's grace to really welcome them totally and wholly. And we spread that with each person, try to spend time with them. Many times people walk in right at lunchtime and we give them lunch. And so things like that. And we always have, maybe Sister Agnes Claire is one of the best readers that we have. She will always take time to get cookies for them, coffee with them, sit down and talk with them. And so we want to keep that atmosphere of peace and of safety. We want to make sure people feel safe at our place. They come in and they always ask for keys for their doors. And ever since I've been there, we've never had keys for the doors. I do tease people, especially on a retreat, that the walls between the rooms are kind of soft, thin. And so I tell them, you know, please don't use your cell phone. And if you're really going to have a problem, just hand it to me. And I will put it away. But they've been pretty good. And so people are learning about that. And they've been supported financially. We were able to, just this 2 weeks ago, to pay off our HVAC, our heating, ventilation,
awesome,
air conditioning. It was a huge bill. It was a bill that we didn't plan on, so we're thank God for that. And of course, now we're looking at another major project. I mean, the building was built in 1952-53. Anything that gets to 70, as I know, we kind of fall apart. So anyway, we are doing that. But we just really want people to come and keep it a peaceful place for people to rekindle their spirit. Mm-hmm. And if you know that people just really want to be by themselves, that's fine. And if people want to be around more, that's fine. And if we have our retreats, I really encourage people, if they're here, if they need to sleep the whole time, go ahead. I mean, the talks are wonderful, the meals are wonderful, but they need what they need for their spiritual growth. And they need the silence. People are very surprised, especially those who talk a lot. I talk on Friday night welcoming them, and usually by Sunday, they don't want to go home because they enjoy that peace. So we are a peaceful place to rekindle your spirit, and I really encourage many people to come. And all of you retreatants out there, you better call in and help support Modern Day Radio because they support us 100%.
I can't think of a better partner that we have than Our Lady of Peace. They have done so much for us through the years. You know, we started the morning with Leonardo, and I think for me, the first event we really did with you guys was bringing Leonardo in to do a production of Maximilian one evening for our benefactors, and that was so special. But it's just one of many events that we've staged together, the last one being that wonderful Texas barbecue. Yeah, and this was great. So we had the barbecue that we brought up from Texas, and the sisters got in the serving line and were serving up the barbecue, and I made them honorary Texans for the day.
Hey.
It was so much fun, and we just love being associated with Our Lady of Peace and all the joy that brings and the hope, and we are spreading hope today. Linda caught the fever. Linda goes to Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Beaverton. So thank you so much, Linda. Great to have you joining us, because the Word of God is for everybody. And we thank you so much, Linda, for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. Now, Margaret took the other path. She went online to MontredayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app to make her gift as well. And we are already getting very close. Sister doing fantastic. You heard the bell ringer there. $2,105 in, $2,105 in on that $3,000 challenge.
Wow.
Carried the one. $895 to go. Oh, come on. 55. We can do it. We can do it.
All right, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or safe and secure online, either materdeiradio.com or download that free Hail Mary Media app. And then going back to that theme of our Spring Share-a-thon, renew your hope. Sister, how are we as Catholics able to renew the hope of others? What are some things that we can do in our daily journey of faith to be able to reflect that hope out and hopefully inspire other people the way that you do at the retreat house?
My mother always said, actions speak louder than words. So I think when we live the hope ourselves and they see the peace in us, they see the joy in us, they see the hope in us, that will speak to other people quite a bit. Now, if somebody really wants to talk about it, then talk about the love of Christ. Talk about his joy. Talk about why he suffered for us. It wasn't just because he wanted to, but because he wanted us to have the hope to grow in him and in our Lord. So I just have always gone by that. And I know myself, that's how I learn the most. I learn by observing other people. And don't watch them a lot. I don't sit around watching them. But I do pick up other people's examples, and I will find myself doing the same thing because I'm impressed by that. So you need to live the hope yourself in your moods, in your attitudes, in how you say things, how you respond to things, especially when things get really hard and you're getting kind of hot inside and you really want to say something that's not nice. And maybe that would be true, but you need to turn it into the hope and the trust in God. And that's how I believe you can really share the hope, is by living it yourself and showing it through yourself and how you reach out to people. And eventually that hope will glow, and that's how people will pick it up.
You know, who doesn't have those times in the workplace or at home where you've had so much, it's like, I can't take any more of this negativity anymore. I don't understand it. And you want to go, God, why do I have to go through this? I don't always understand, but I hope and I pray that the frustration that I'm going through right now is going to go away.
Yes.
And that you will show me the better way, the right way. And then just kind of listening to, you know, sometimes people are searching. They want to spend some time in peace. To be able to come to Our Lady of Peace retreat, walk in the doors, and have one of the sisters there say, it is so wonderful to see you.
Yes. And also, as you're saying, you know, the things that happen during the day and all, I find also if things are getting hard and you're really kind of losing it, I offer it up for a special intention. I offer it up for the sister who's having a lot of problem, or the war or abortion especially. Trying to use that anger and turn it into something good, and knowing that I have the anger, maybe it's from God, maybe it's from another person. I was just telling another sister today that nobody can make us angry. We choose to be angry.
Right.
And so just taking all those hard things during the day, and at whenever it happens, and insults, times like you're being treated wrongly. Okay, Lord, I'm offering this pain up for my friend who's considering abortion. I'm offering this up, Lord, for the wars or whatever it is. And I find that a huge help to get me beyond just thinking of myself and how I'm feeling and thinking of others who need it a lot more. And Jesus hears those. Mary, our mother, hears those. They know that, and they're going to take that pain we're suffering and doing something good with it.
So powerful. Again, this is where you hear these incredible stories of hope, of peace. 888-823-5286. Please consider supporting Mater Dei Radio, the Hail Mary Media app. You can make a donation safe and secure there. We love to hear the phone ring here in the studio. We do have an open phone line, and some of those other ones may have cleared by now. But if we fill up all four, then how does that go? How does the secession? Because we want to get to Sarah.
Yes.
We want to make Sarah smile on this
smile.
Wonderful Wednesday. So how many phone calls does it take to get Sarah?
That will take six phone calls.
All right.
Four volunteers in the next room taking your pledges. Then Deborah at the front desk. She'll take the next call. And then Sarah's going to smile. Now, Sarah was smiling, but she was only halfway smiling yesterday because she was in here with one of our guests when all of the phone was going going wild. I got to smile because I took two calls yesterday because everybody was on the phone with somebody. So I'm smiling.
And if you call seven times, I'll answer the phone here in the studio.
Right here in the studio.
And who wouldn't want to talk to Aaron?
That's right.
Well, that may not be an incentive. But a real incentive is to support Sister Anne Marie Warren in her hour, because she's taking the time out of her day to support us here at Mater Dei Radio. We'd like to say, hopefully, we are a radio station of peace, because up and down the dial, you're not going to get a lot of that.
Peace. No.
But here at Mater Dei Radio, whether you're at 88.3 or you're KMME down in Southern Oregon, this is where the message of God comes from. This is where we broadcast the message of God and hopefully plant seeds for all of you. But we can't do it without your support. So pick up the phone. Give us a call, 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com or pick up your smartphone and open up the Hail Mary Media app, and you can you can donate safe and secure. I get choked up thinking about our Day of Peace. And
<That's> good.
but no, seriously, like this is you don't get this message anywhere else on the radio dial.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
We're asking for your support right now, and Sister Anne Marie has graciously come to help us raise money. So what do we say?
$895, that's what we say.
Oh, I was going to say, we say yes, sister, and we pick up the phone. But
there you go. Well, I liked what you said about you don't get this kind of message on any other radio.
Right.
Sometimes somebody moves the radio channel on the cars that we use, and I can always find Mater Dei, because all of a sudden I'm going through and all of a sudden it's calm and it's peaceful and somebody's talking about beautiful things. Oh, that's my Mater Dei radio. So there's a big difference in it. And it is calming. It's nice to have, like, in the background when I'm working, even though I'm not listening, I am having that message still coming through to me.
You think about that too. You turn on background noise, and I find that I've done that before too. If I'm doing housework at home, I leave the TV on because it's that background noise and it's clutter. And then I figure, why am I just so tense and upset? Well, it's because something terrible has been talking on TV. Turn it off. If you want that background noise, turn on Mater Dei Radio.
Yes.
Be inspired. Be uplifted. Fill your home with peace.
And you might accidentally learn something in the process.
Good point. Sometimes I need to hear it a few times before it really sinks in.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break to give you the opportunity to fill up those phone lines once again and help us get to this goal. Now, remember, the first 2 hours, we had matching funds, so we were just basically doubling gifts. It doesn't work that way this hour. This hour, we have a challenge. We have to raise $3,000 in order to unlock an additional $3,000, making this a $6,000 hour. And we are close, but we've still got a little bit to get there. Thank you for everybody who's called so far this hour. We appreciate you getting us this close to the goal line, but we need to go up and over. So let's make that call during the break. When we come back, we'll have more with Sister at 888-823-5286. That is the number to call during the break. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. Back with more for Spring Share-a-thon on this wonderful Wednesday after this. 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. It's a wonderful Wednesday, day three of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. Wow, Patrick, kind of a flurry there before the break.
Absolutely. Very busy. You knew it would be with Sister here. She gets the phones ringing, the internet dinging, and we want to thank Ellen in Beaverton at St. Cecilia Parish. Thank you, Ellen, for getting in at 888-823-5286. Praying for her 8 grandchildren that they grow in the faith.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
That.
Yes.
Wow. Also, thanks to Andy out in Forest Grove. Goes to Visitation Parish there in Verbort. It's about more than just sauce. Message out there in Verbort. So thank you, Andy, for your generous gift and all you do for us. We just really appreciate that. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Andy's sister is a sister at OLP. So.
Sister Mary Peter, yes.
Yeah, that is awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, Andy, for your generosity. All right, here's where we stand for the hour. 2345 in on the $3,000 challenge. So we're trying to raise $3,000 to get $3,000 and make it a $6,000 plus hour. So 2345 in, and if my math is right, and it should be questioned, 655 is what we need. 655 to go to get the whole $3,000. But again, it's a challenge, so we got to raise the three to get the three, Brian.
You have to do the heavy lifting first, and you know it would take us over the top would be getting rid of one of these prayer shawls.
One of those beautiful prayer shawls. Yeah. How about that rose garden? I love the colors on that one.
It is gorgeous.
We didn't promise you a rose garden, but Mary sure did.
But God promised us a rainbow, and that is one of the other remaining three prayer shawls, as well as Marine Haven. So with Mother's Day right around the corner, what a great gift. $750 or more, if you can make a gift at that level, you can choose one of the three remaining prayer shawls. And again, that's Rose Garden, Marine Haven, or God's Rainbow. And you can see pictures of these beautiful prayer shawls on our website, materdayradio.com. But if you can make a gift at that level, you could be a hero this hour, making it a $6,000 hour with that gift of $750.
$655 left to go. We have got to bring all of that in to lock the $3,000 match. What portion can you take? Well, many hands make light work. Maybe you can take just a smaller portion of that and let somebody else call in and take the rest. We will work that out for sure. $655. And we've got, well, about 10 minutes left. About 10 minutes left to get there. We have got to get this done this hour. 888-823-5286. Sister Anne Marie, come on. You go ahead and ask them to give us a call now.
I need you to call in. One thing that I really like is the idea of just committing yourself to maybe $10 a month, even $5 a month, to pay what you can. Sometimes the large numbers like $120 or $75 sounds very overwhelming. But if you cannot even promise to send it once a month, at least sending something now, whatever the cost may be. Because the little cost, like Mother Teresa, she always went for the little things and she never asked for more. So let us join in there. We need the Franciscan girls to start calling in. We need our different retreat groups to start calling in, and some of our friends to start calling in to support Modern Day Radio. They have been so wonderful to us. Many of the things that we need to get the message out, I'll be able to come in, or one of the sisters be able to come in to talk about on the radio, and that message gets out. And more people are using the radio. Got to remember that someday, we don't know what's going to happen, but the radio will always be there to help us out. So we want to support Modern Day Radio. So I ask all of you to please call in. And also something to remember with Modern Day Radio, they will remember your deceased members of your family or your friends on the radio. They play about twice a day.
Three times a day.
They read off the names of our deceased members and family members, friends, whatever. And I think that's something very important that we can do, because other people besides ourselves will be praying for them and remembering them. Because that's the best thing we can do for someone who does pass on, is to remember them in prayer and hold them up in prayer with the hope that we know God is taking care of them.
In hope.
Oh, hope. There's that word
hope
again.
Is beautiful. Hope is everything. Remember what Father Odo said yesterday morning? Hope is an anchor to God. Huh? Hope is an anchor to God. And we anchor ourselves to His word, to His promise. And we are asking you today, well, to anchor yourself to Mater Dei Radio, where you hear God's word every day. This week, we are taking a pause from our regular programming to ask you to help us this hour. And we're going to ask you to help us in these last 9 minutes of this time with Sister Anne Marie from Our Lady of Peace Retreat. $655. $655 will unlock $3,000. Talk about a return on an investment.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Someone has an opportunity to be a big hero for Mater Dei Radio this hour. Let's just prayerfully consider how much of that amount can I take on? We know things are tight. We understand with the economy, budgets are tight, but we have to go outside that comfort zone, and God will not be outdone in generosity. Mm-hmm. Toss that pebble in the stone. Have hope, have faith that that ripple effect of modern day radio is going to touch hundreds, thousands of people, and they could be brought into the church next Easter vigil. We could have a future priest or a future sister listening today.
Yes.
And those words of hope today will spark something inside of them tomorrow. So you're sort of paying it forward by making that phone ring, by giving that pledge of financial support. 888-823-5286. This hour is a challenge. It's not a match like the previous 2 hours. We have to do the heavy lifting first. If we raise $3,000, then that will unlock an additional $3,000, making this a $6,000 hour. And there's only $655 standing in the way of $6,000.
And I have a special message for all of you procrastinators. I'm one of them too. I hate it. I hate it. I don't like it about me, but I'll tell you, I am. And I do the best work when I do it late. So all of you procrastinators out there, you've got time to pick up the phone or get on your computer and help us out, please. So again, that's 888-823-5286 or the wonderful Hail Mary app.
Absolutely.
All right.
So
now
you need to say, yes, sister, and pick up the phone and call. 888-823-5286. Just 7 minutes left. Thank you for that phone call there. If you do happen to get a busy signal, because things do tend to pick up towards the top of the hour, you never get a busy signal at our website, materdayradio.com, or you can make that safe, secure donation right there in the palm of your hand on your smartphone if you've downloaded that free Hail Mary Media app. Raise $3,000, get $3,000. So help us out, please.
5 minutes left. Now, we have been hearing the phone ring. We don't know what those dollar amounts are. $580.
That's what's left.
$580 is what we have got to earn in these next 5 minutes. Perhaps God has blessed you in a special way. Maybe that tax check was return was a little bit bigger than you had originally thought. Would you consider sharing that with Mater Dei Radio in whatever amount you can? Perhaps maybe you're waiting to hear what we've got. Maybe give us a call and be that person to say, okay, I'm going to wait here on the line, and whatever amount you need, I'm going to pick that up.
Mm.
Would you consider calling right now? We know that it won't be more. One line is open. It won't be more than $580, but we would be so, so appreciative if any amount. We've got one line open. That means the next call, you know, the next two calls, it's going to send it to Deborah, and then we're going to make Sarah smile with that third call coming in. 888-823-5286. Less than 5 minutes left. We have got to get to this goal.
We call this a phone blitz when we fill up all seven of our phone lines.
Yes.
Thank you for that call.
Thank
there.
Thank you so much.
And
yes,
we still have some open ones, so let's fill them all up.
Two more and Sarah will smile.
Yeah,
three more and you get to talk to me.
We're going to hit you in the back of the head and
you
say,
get your,
pick up that phone,
your
Aaron.
Wednesday penance and talk to producer Aaron.
888-823-5286. That's the number to call. Go online at Mater Dei Radio. That's materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Open up your phone, go to your app store in the search bar, type in Hail Mary Media. That app will show up. It is absolutely free. You can download it right now and look and see what we have to offer you there. You can find prayers by Sister Anne Marie Warren.
That's right.
Really?
You're on the app. You are on the app, Sister Anne Marie. 888-823-5286.
And it's ad-free as well. There's no ads on this app. There's no pop-ups. You open it up, and it's there for your use. There's no nonsense the way so many pop-up windows happen. So many, like, check out this daily special. It's
a nonsense-free app.
It's a nonsense-free app.
That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get that phone ringing. We have 3 minutes left. Come on, folks. We have to raise $3,000 to unlock an additional $3,000. We are looking for guardian angels out there this morning.
Thank you very much.
We're looking for heroes. Not all heroes wear capes, but we need to hear from you at 888-823-5286. Let's get that heavy lifting, get the first 3,000 in the barn, to use a Texas term there. And
I like the way you do that.
Yeah. And then we, there's another one. Fantastic.
Good. Just keep it going.
We're getting close, folks. Please, let's keep our foot on the gas. 888-823-5286. What an exciting way to end this hour. And I think it's a tremendous testimony to Sister Anne Marie and all the incredible people out there listening, but all the great work that you do and all the lives that you have touched over the years at the Retreat Center.
Yes, we're very happy about that. And I think one of the most exciting things is so many people tell us that they come back to confession. And that is something that through the retreats, through everything, confession has become a very special part.
That was exciting, my heart. Sister Emery, now I don't know what that amount was. We had $580 to get to. With that phone blitz, I'm just going to go out there and say,
we made it.
We made it. And our cup runneth over. We went above and beyond.
Oh, so, amen.
Amen to that. Sister Anne Marie, I appreciate your time this day. Will you lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving right now?
Okay, I'm too excited, but yes. Name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a hope in you that we know you will be caring for us and everyone. We thank all of you who have supported this ministry with your prayers, with your finances. Thank you, and may God bless everyone here who are listening to the radio and all. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Anne Marie, thanks so much for being with us today. Look at, they are still coming
still
in. The,
dinging
so
and ringing.
Exciting. And we look forward to seeing you and all of the sisters this year at our Lady of Peace retreat in Beaverton.
Amen.
All right. Well, what an incredible hour. Yeah. We need to check our blood pressure. And,
Sarah did smile. I want you all to know
she?
That.
Yay!
Yes, so she got to check her.
Yay! All right, well, we're going to launch a new hour. I would just suggest that you maybe make that pledge during the break, and then you won't miss anything coming up here in the next hour. 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. It is day 3, wonderful Wednesday, at the Spring Charathon of Mater Dei Radio.